You're listening to Morning Edition on WPSU. I'm Bob Barton. We continue our Pennsylvania People series with a new and intimate profile of one of the people who makes Pennsylvania so interesting. WPSU's Patty Satalia talks with neuropsychologist Dr. Ruben Echemendia. He wrote the book on sports-related concussion.
Psychological and Neural Behavior Associates, this is
I'm visiting Dr. Ruben Echemendia, a clinical psychologist and sports neuropsychologist in private practice in State College. He's a leading authority on the diagnosis and management of sport-related concussion.
Adam Day's on the line for you.
Okay, thank you. Hi, Adam.
Echemendia works with the National Hockey League, the United States Soccer Federation, and the U.S. national soccer teams, as well as with college and high school athletes. I met up with Dr. Echemendia in his second floor office.
Nice to see you again. Come on in, welcome.
Sports memorabilia hangs on the walls outside the long hallway that leads to his office.
We have hockey sticks from Ryan Miller of the Buffalo Sabres, and we have Chris Drury over here from the New York Rangers, and then back there, there's the...
As you might expect of a man so intimately connected to the sports world, he's athletic-looking, slightly stocky at about 5'8", with a thick crop of salt-and-pepper hair and a neatly trimmed goatee. He begins to explain why concussions are no longer thought of as harmless dings. There's a model of a brain sitting on the table in front of us.
I'm wondering if you could show me what happens when someone suffers a concussion.
The brain is sitting in fluid, and there's space between the brain and the skull. What happens when there is a blow is that the brain is moving and all of a sudden comes to a stop. When the skull stops, the brain keeps moving because it's in liquid. So the brain moves up, will hit up against the front of the skull, and then ricochet back towards the back of the skull. So concussion is really an acceleration-deceleration injury.
Dr. Echemendia became interested in concussions almost by accident. It was the 1990s, and he was director of the psychological clinic at Penn State.
I kept getting referrals from the team physicians, from these athletes who had had concussions, and they weren't recovering as well as they should have. And that got me interested in what's happening with these players. What's making one player different from another player in terms of their recovery? And how much do we know about when it's safe to be able to return them to play?
He tells me about the baseline neuropsychological testing that he developed with colleagues at Penn State.
We look at short-term memory, long-term memory, attention and concentration, processing speed, and problem solving, the areas that tend to be affected most by concussion. There's a lot of variability in terms of how people function at a normal level. So we needed to know what these folks looked like before they got hit in the head so that we can then make comparisons after the concussive injury to make the determination of when this athlete can return to play.
My guess is that you watch a hockey game or a football game or a soccer game a little bit differently than the rest of us.
That's very true. I look for the hits. I look for the acceleration, decelerations that typify what happens in a concussion. And then I typically follow the player after the hit to see what's happening. So the play may be still going on one end of the field, but I'm following the player who just got hit at the other end of the field.
Can you kind of play and rewind the worst hit you've ever seen?
Boy, the worst hit that I've ever seen was a hit in hockey. And it was actually a hit that Eric Lindros got from Stevens.
He's referring to Eric Lindros of the Philadelphia Flyers in the NHL's Eastern Conference Finals in 2000.
And Lindros remains down on the ice.
When you view the film, you can see that he was unconscious instantaneously.
Oh, boy.
And then hit the ice totally unconscious at that point.
This is the worst case scenario here for Eric Lindros.
And you were there in person.
Yes.
Lindros ultimately retired from the NHL due to his history of concussions. He joins Dr. Echemendia as an advocate for concussion education and prevention.
We stick to the slogan, if in doubt, sit them out. This is an injury that you cannot play through. And if you do play through it, particularly at the younger ages, you risk possibly a life-threatening injury.
As the past president of the National Academy of Neuropsychology, Echemendia champions another cause, culturally appropriate neurological testing. Echemendia was born in Cuba and is one of only a few bilingual Spanish-speaking neuropsychologists in Pennsylvania.
If we don't study the differences among cultures and the differences among educational backgrounds and linguistic backgrounds, then we're really not interpreting test data accurately, and hence we could be making misdiagnoses.
That's important whether he's treating dementia, attention deficit disorder, or athletes with head injuries. He explains that a test question such as "Who is Amelia Earhart?" may provide a clue to an American's mental status, but would be meaningless to someone foreign-born.
In the National Hockey League, we have over 7 languages that are represented. We have players who come over here at the age of 18, and they don't speak a lick of English. They know how to play hockey, but they don't speak a lick of English.
Echemendia spoke no English when he arrived in the U.S. He was 5 years old when his family fled Cuba during the early days of Castro's communist takeover. That experience taught him what it means to be different.
It's helped me to understand that we all don't do things the same way.
The plan was for Echemendia to follow in his father's footsteps and become a dentist. But in his third year of college, he became excited about the brain. He pursued psychology instead, his interest shaped in part by his own experiences as an immigrant.
I remember when my father had a stroke and he was being tested. The evaluation was totally insensitive to the cultural backgrounds. And I was too young to make a stink about it at that point. But you know, I could observe that there's something wrong here.
What's the most exciting thing that you're doing right now in your field of neuropsychology? What keeps you getting up in the morning to face another day?
Seeing people get better. Seeing a young, healthy athlete come through the door scared to death because they don't know what's happening to them. They're feeling emotional. They're feeling like they can't think. They're feeling like they're kind of in the soup. And then working with them to help identify what the issues are and help them to get better.
Dr. Echemendia says there's still a lot we don't know about concussion, but he's gratified that coaches and players are treating them more seriously. For Pennsylvania People, I'm Patty Satalia, WPSU.
For information on concussion and to view that Eric Lindros hit, check the links at our website, wpsu.org.